All right, folks, get those calls in. 416-413-3959, the back leg line. 590-590 is the text line. Name and location, please. It is Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker after a 2-1 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. Kevin Barker, 3-2, sorry. After a 3-2 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. Adley Rutschman walking it off. The 2-run homer off of Jordan Romano. You made a comment couple of minutes ago, Kevin, and it is true, and I don't think it's meant to disparage anybody, but the more pitchers you run out in a game, the greater the chances that somebody's going to hang a pitch.
Yeah, this is a tough one, though.
That's what happened with Jordan Romano. Good Lord, the Orioles won a game 3-2. They were 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The story of this game, and we got a lot to talk about, the pitching. The pitching by and large is really good. Mm-hmm. But Kevin, the Jays 2-for-13 with today. George Springer back in the leadoff spot. To me, a couple of situations stand out here. Bases loaded in the sixth inning. Davis Schneider, everybody's favorite player, flies out. But man, that one out double by Kiermaier in the ninth inning. Springer flies out to left. Varsho to right. Lots of chances there to break this game open.
Yeah, offensively, look, when you have some limited skills when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, it's just sort of how you're trying to win baseball games. You know, they did basically everything right that they could do to win.
Yes.
And take the series was, you know, even by starting Yusei instead of Bassett like that. I mean, it's like you throw your hands in the air and you wonder why they're giving an older guy 8 days between starts. And then you start digging into it and it makes perfect sense. So they started there, which, you know, Yusei came out, and it's even the little things like Pete Walker coming out in the first inning and basically saying, hey, dude, you know, your fastball's pretty good. How about we try that? And then he threw I think he struck out Santander on 3 fastballs.
Yes.
And it was sort of, you go from there, right? You every once in a while just need somebody to walk out there and go, hey, dude, what are you doing? And you take off from there. And then Houdini and Jimmy Garcia. I mean, how he's doing these kind of things with the elite stuff. The sweeper's elite. And then you can add velocity on the elevated fastball. And, you know, he's maintaining those. It's sort of, when it comes out of the hand, everything's the same. It looks the same. It's breaking where it needs to end up. Like, just everything went right, except, you know, when you get and face a really good hitter, you can't throw 2-1 fastballs down the middle, and that's what Jordan Romano did. And when you're facing the elite teams,
yeah,
it's just those one mistake. And you mentioned the 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. It's like Groundhog Day. It's just those quality at-bats where you need guys to dig in, think big part of the field. You know, don't get too frisky. Just try and throw barrel at baseball. Trust what you're doing off the field that will translate in those big-time at-bats that just didn't happen today.
Yeah, we're going to go to John Schneider, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's tough. I think he was kind of at the point of no return to where it was, I can still get Santander at the plate as opposed to let it go. You got to have a good clock. But yeah, it was a close one.
John, you guys are plenty familiar with Adley right now at this point. What type of challenge factor does he represent?
He's good. I mean, he's going to win an MVP. You know, he's organizational changing for them. Obviously, he commands his own. He can do damage. So, you know, good at bat by him.
On your own side, you guys have got a good stretch from Bo here. This series, certainly. Do you think he's all the way back now? Is this who he is again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, between the hits and the walks, for sure. You know, two-run double to right, kind of his staple there. Like the way he's swinging the bat, for sure.
John, what were you guys asking for on the right view there on the home run?
Just to see if a fan got in the way.
What did you see overall from these two games here? Just obviously some pretty good signs of life, really close to not only two.
Yeah, games. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to curse every night. It's a tough game. You know what I mean? It's a really good team, and I think you hold them in check offensively. But I think that it was a lot of encouraging things. You know, it's tough to really, you know, win two against that team when you don't score a bunch. I think more than 5, whatever it was. But a lot of good signs, you know, between our pitching, our defense, and the way we get, you know, a really good pitcher out after 4 innings today. You know, had the bases loaded there with Schneid, couldn't add on. You know, just certain things like that we want to, you know, capitalize on. But came in here, I thought we played really, really well against a good team, and, you know, at times outplayed them.
John, was the offense just that one missing thing? Was that just a situational hitting matter?
Yeah, I mean, you need to capitalize, you know, when you get traffic like that. You know, you have the lead, you got to add on, you know what I mean, I think. Still good at bat by Schneid, hit it right at the left fielder. But, yeah, I think that's it. You know, you got to try to keep, you know, padding your lead a little bit and try to make the game a little bit easier to maneuver later.
John, what explanation did you get on the late appeal there in the seventh inning with a lot of the play that led to some of that confusion at second base with George?
Yeah, it was called a swing, and then they didn't get the appeal in time to challenge at second. So don't know if George was safe or out. Could have went either way, I think, but I think just within the rules, they didn't have the appeal up in time.
Thanks,
cool. Thanks, guys.
That is John Schneider, manager of the Blue Jays, and apologies for it's like the second week in a row I've had to apologize for the manager.
Well, he's earned it. Like, I mean,
well, he has. Listen, I'll tell
same,
you what.
It's the same 2-for-13 almost every day.
Like, I was going to say.
With that, it's the end of the season. It looked that way, and the first 40 games here, it looks sort of this exact same way. The pitching's good enough. The defense is good enough. The base running's good enough. The baseball IQ is good enough. The hitting, quite frankly, we can all raise our hand and say it now, it's not good enough, and it's a shame. They're pitching, Jeff, is really, really good. I know Jordan threw a ball down the middle. Occasionally, you're going to do that. And a good hitter will beat you. But 2-for-13, I mean, are they going to fix it? Are you going to continue to see the same thing? And fingers crossed and praying that somebody, you know, gets hot. It's nice to see Bo hot, and it's nice to see Vladdy having better at bats. And
but wouldn't you like to see?
Wouldn't you like to see a thumper hit a 3-run homer occasionally?
Say that.
How about that?
You know, it's nice. The singles are nice. The double. I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of homers from Vladdy.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see. Well, I mean, I don't think it's lack of effort. I mean, it's just, you know, it's how he's being pitched and what he's trying to do now and. You know, again, I say this, it's timing. Like, all that stuff that's going on with the lower half, he's got to catch it out front. Yeah. He don't catch it out front, it's a line drive instead of a homer. That's the difference. You see Adley. Mm-hmm. It's out front, the big finish, right? That's how you create loft in your swing. How you get the ball in the air, Vladdy doesn't do that. So, yeah.
Want to welcome our friends on Sportsnet television side, 3-2. The Toronto Blue Jays losing to the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, that's a huge game.
It was.
Holy
moly. It would have been. I mean, I said if the Jays,
man,
if the Jays had won that game, to me that's a season changing two game
no
series.
No question.
Or at least you changed the narrative around the team. Wow. And even if you'd only won 2-1, at least we'd be saying, wow, man, they
best team in the American
baseball
League.
And they shut them down.
Yeah.
But Adley Rutschman walking it off with a 2-run homer. Again, this is how it works here on Blue Jays Talk when we're on TV and radio. You can leave us a voice note in the back leg line, 416-413-3959. You'll hear the lovely voice of Kevin Barker giving you instructions. Please leave your name and location. And if you want to text us at 590-590. Same rules apply. John in North York, he left. That's a voicemail.
I just knew Rutschman was going to do that. He's a big-time player, just like Jeter. Yeah. I don't understand what's happened to the strategic walk. You know, I think they should have walked him. That would have set up a double play, too. Anyway, that's my comment.
Kevin, I'll turn it over to you. I don't know. Bring your closer. I'm not...
Yeah, I mean, Mountcastle's coming up. He's a Jays killer, and then you have Henderson. That part of the order, that's why they put the guys where they put them, and against the guys that they're trying to put them against. And, again, let's be honest. Jordan Romano hasn't been good enough that you're loading the bases and putting lots of traffic. And it's just – it's very hard to – like, who can argue the way John handled the game today?
Yeah,
like,
I don't –
who can argue that?
I don't – I mean, it
– You can't.
It set up – you know, and it was a rare occasion. All his relievers, with the exception of Romano, pretty much came through. And look, it's funny because we talked a little bit yesterday with Bob Nightingale about the rumors that Jordan Romano, you know, the Orioles are looking for a closer. Jordan Romano's a name. You know, again, Jordan Romano is always going to frustrate. People want their closer to come up and throw 9 pitches at 150 miles an hour, get out of the inning. Mm-hmm. Jordan Romano is not going to do that. I think Jordan Romano is okay as a closer. I just don't know if he's the guy that you ride all year, including through the playoffs. And if you're a team like the Baltimore Orioles, You want certainty, or as much certainty as possible. And again, Jordan Romano doesn't give that to me. The ball is in play far too much.
It's the middle of the order. It's like it's me against you. Would you feel comfortable if you're one of the better teams in baseball? So you got your answer. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he's had a really good career, and he's done some things.
And he's going to be, and he's going to have a long career, and he's going to make a ton of money.
Absolutely,
and you know, who knows? He may end up being in the Jays' bullpen for the next six or seven years.
A shutdown ninth inning guy against one of the better teams in baseball. I'm going to raise my hand and say probably not to that.
The Jays told you as much last year when they went out and got Jordan Hicks.
Sometimes they don't have to come out and say it, do they?
They really don't.
No.
And Russ from New Jersey, he was at the game. Russ is at every game. Of course, Russ.
That's all Russ does is go to games.
I wonder if Russ would do some investing for us. Because Russ doesn't seem to have a job.
We love Russ.
We do love Russ.
We do.
Calling you from Camden Yard, just leaving the stadium. Been here both games. Obviously, played with fire. Seventh inning, eighth inning, they got out of it unbelievably. But the ninth inning, Adley Rutschman, a great hitter. You got to get more hits. It's the same thing every game. They don't score runs. It's not changing. Two, three, they have 50, over probably 50 runs less scored than last year. It's just not watchable much longer, this offense.
Yeah. Russ, frustrating thing for me is
how good the pitching is.
How good it is. How good the pitching is. Right about the baseball IQ. The plays that were made today.
Oh yeah.
The plays that were made today by Vladdy and Kikuchi, by Vladdy at home plate.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this. You know, the discussion about that play at home plate. If Vladdy had let the ball go, would it have been foul? It's hard, man. You're competing. You've got a one-run lead against the best team.
Split second to make up their mind. The ball's in the air, too.
And he made the play.
It's not bouncing.
And he made the play at the end of the day.
I mean, he's got an elite arm, too. It's like accuracy of the arm and the things that that internal clock. Yeah. It's very hard to say let that go.
Tough on Isaiah Kiner-Falefa to come in the game and have that infield hit.
Hits anywhere other than that little spot where people take their lead.
Exactly.
He's out.
And the ball hits a
game inches.
An area where, as Kevin
don't
says,
score enough runs. Like it's hard to watch. It really is hard to watch. Again, the weakness of the Orioles is their pen. They make mistakes with location.
Yes.
The at bats with traffic. I think we've come to the realization of stop saying it has to get better. Maybe it just they ain't good enough for it to get better. Maybe that's the case. And it ain't their fault. Like you can tell they're trying to have the best at bat they can have. It's just not working.
You can't ask. I mean, I'm looking at this lineup. You know, we spend all our time talking about the leadoff spot. Yeah, for the last 2 weeks.
Fair.
And it is fair because, you know, I think Davis Schneider gives me a better at-bat than George Springer. He's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me who do I want to have an extra plate appearance in a one-run game, George Springer or Davis Schneider, the answer's pretty easy.
It's funny.
The answer's pretty easy.
Two of the bigger at-bats came with George up and that runner on second against the lefty. And what I look at you and said, boy, it'd be a good time for him to get a big-time hit because he's facing a lefty who don't throw a bazillion miles an hour. And he hits that little jam shot to the left fielder. And in the Davis Schneider, I think, with bases loaded, right above the ball off the end, like – John, again, even if you hate John Schneider, he's putting every dude he can possibly put up at the right time. It's just the quality of the at-bat and maybe the talent of the at-bats.
You know,
it's just not there. And how do you blame John for that?
And the other thing,
I'm not going to.
You know, the other thing, sorry. It's the people who put the damn team
absolutely
together.
Absolutely.
Right,
point the finger there.
Let's be clear.
No question.
Yeah. You know, and we've been raving about how great Dalton Varsho's been this year. He's been pretty good. He's hitting .208. I mean, the guys.
I think it's everything though that
he
brings.
But my point is, he's one of the best players they have right now.
No question. He might be their best player.
And
player.
He's hitting .208.
Yeah, average is not everything, you know.
Well, I'm just
khakis would roll over and say that really means nothing.
Well,
like
I think when you're not good, it means something.
Boy, you nailed it, Jeff.
I think when you're not
good about it,
and you've made this point too, especially everything we've heard about how this team is going to have to score runs, average matters. Average matters, because this isn't a team that's going to go out and hit three home runs a game.
Yeah, there you go. And when you're, you know, hitting with traffic on the bases and it's somewhere in the hundreds, it really matters.
Yeah. 416-413-3959, the back leg line. 590-590 is the text line. The Blue Jays losing 3-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. All right, let's go to Bo Bichette.
You know, I think we're, like, sitting here waiting for, like, 12 runs every day. but that is two really good pitchers that we faced, really good team, and I thought we competed really well. So that's all that we're expecting out of ourselves.
Tough was this, it ends with a two-run homer, but you guys played really good those 2 days, and today you made them work and leave a lot of men on base, so just a tough loss.
Yeah, just tough. We played with life, they played with life, they're a great team, and we I liked how we competed.
Well, you often talk about sort of that fight, that medal, showing that. Given some of the circumstances around the team with so many guys being ill and stuff like that, what would you want the group to take from kind of what you've shown the past couple of series under the circumstances?
I think we played with like a little bit more life, not just this series, but back home against Minnesota too, just a little bit more energy no matter what the score was, point in the game, which obviously is very important to compete until the end. So just continue to do that.
There you go, Bo Bichette.
What's he going? Well, I mean, what again? you commend him for doing everything they can do, and they're trying. Like I talk to enough of them guys, and I know enough people that are with them every single day. It's not lack of effort. It's just sometimes you just need guys who know how to do it a little bit better than they can do it, and I think that's sort of where they're at right now. And again, like the. This is just me. I don't think it's because they're not good enough. Like their team as a whole. It's just now you start thinking about how do you fill in the blanks and would one piece do it? Mm-hmm. Would one middle of the order bat, and how do you get it, Jeff? Like now it may be just too far along that they just don't. What do they have to give up to get somebody who can hit the 3-run homer?
Let's go to the text line, 590-590, Roger in the 905, and then I want to kind of piggyback Roger's text with a call. This Roger in the 905, Romano isn't always will be an unreliable closer. As soon as he came out, you felt the result was a loss, and we talked about that. But I want to go to Ryan in Newmarket, who left us a voice note, because there is another side to that argument for this particular game. This is Ryan in Newmarket.
Just wanted to comment on probably the people criticizing Jordan Romano for blowing that save. I mean, you can criticize him all you want, but again, if you do not score runs, which this team does not, and we know this team doesn't do, you can't win ball games. Two runs in a game does not win you ball games. We had this whole problem last year, and it's happening and continuing to happen this year. So it's just super annoying. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, the Jays getting both their runs on Bo Bichette's double in the third inning. And the reason, Kevin, I wanted to play those two, and I think we can kind of agree, Jordan Romano does not have a huge margin for error. And that is as a pitcher. And that is compounded by the fact that he's closing for a team that right now doesn't have a huge margin.
Yeah, it sounds like an excuse, though, Jeff. It really does. Like, you're the closer of the Toronto Blue Jays. You've been, solid at that in a career. This is the times where you need to be at your best and locate better. Look, I understand the caller and the text. They are both, in my mind, exactly right. But when you're the closer and you're handed the ball with the lead, it's your ball to get the ball from the catcher when the game's over. And that's these times, right? When you're in last place, you're in 8.5 games back, you don't have 20 wins yet. And this is the times where you need your better players, no matter if they're pitchers or not, to step up and make better pitches against the other team's best hitters. And I'm sure if you ask Jordan that question, he will give you the same answer that I just gave.
Before we break, I just want to touch on Yusei Kikuchi, because we just kind of glossed over it. 4 1/3 inning, 88 pitches. Didn't hear from John Schneider.
Oh, that's easy.
Why? I'm going to tee you up, but a lot of people in social media and elsewhere are saying,
of course,
why wouldn't you leave him in the game? Because
Mountcastle's 8-for-17 with 4 homers and just hit a 102 mile an hour line drive single to right field. That's why. You're doing everything you do because you know your offense is not real good.
And you got a man on
base. And you got a fresh bullpen who, for the most part, the ninth and the eighth inning guy solidified, you're trying to fill in the blanks and everybody's raring and ready to go.
And it worked.
Again, I don't know. If you're sitting around on your couch yelling and screaming about the way John Schneider managed today.
Yeah, I don't.
More power to you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been going back and trying to, other than putting Springer in the leadoff spot, which, you know, is there a wall I can just kind of like bang my head against? But other than putting Springer in the leadoff spot, which has been a discussion, I mean, find someone who loves you as much as the Jays love George Springer in the leadoff spot.
Or at least
spot,
John
folks.
Snyder.
Or at least John Schneider. Find somebody who loves you that much, man. And you will be a truly happy person. But beyond that, yeah, I mean, what else? You
know, I mean, stop blaming the manager. How about you point the finger at the player? How about that?
It's been a while now.
That they blame the manager a lot?
No, it's been a while.
I mean, this show, I think, takes pride in doing it the right way and will point the finger at the people that needs to be having the finger pointed at them. Today, I'm not real sure how you could do that anywhere around John Schneider or Pete Walker. If Pete Walker came out in the first inning, when's the last time you saw him walk out in the first inning to Yusei Kikuchi? Like, he knew he was spinning it too much. Yeah. Stop spinning it. They're really good at hitting that. If we have any chance of winning this thing, we need you to be better. Throw heaters and don't pitch backwards. Kind of thing. I thought they did everything right.
Hey, let's look at this. A leadoff home run to Jordan Westberg, and then nothing happens till Adley Rushman walks it off. Like, folks, that's basically a whole game's worth of outs and nothing happened until Adley Rushman. I'll tell you something though. I'm not going to sit here and like become the world's greatest Orioles fan, but
you're gonna,
well, I'll tell you what, Adley Rushman, switch hitting catcher, good from both sides, who DHs on his day off.
But we can both say that pitch to some of those guys and their pen's not real good.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to win a World Series, they're going to need to take care of that.
They've got...
Adley is something else.
They're going to drive people nuts. There's a little bit of an X factor with him. There's a little bit of a spotlight. I kind of like this
situation.
Better
make a good pitch or I'm going to hurt you.
Exactly. 3-2, the Blue Jays have lost to the Baltimore Orioles. They've split the series. They have a day off tomorrow, and then the Tampa Bay Rays are in town. It's Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker on the Sportsnet Radio Network and Sportsnet.
Hey.
All right. Welcome back to Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 3-2. The Blue Jays have lost to the Baltimore Orioles, splitting the two-game series. Adley Rushman walking it off. And 416-413-3959, the back leg line. Leave a question, comment, joke, observation, parentheses for Kevin Barker.
Who's leaving jokes?
590-590 is the text line.
8.5 back.
Yeah. What are they?
8.5 back, boy.
It's too early.
Oh, it ain't.
Too early to look at the standings.
Was it too early in June of last year offensively?
Yeah. It's too early to look at the standings.
It is?
Still a lot of baseball to be played.
Boy. Who are you?
A lot of baseball to play.
I like you. That's a good side of you.
I mean, me, I don't know. I'm trying. Listen, don't poke fun at me. I'm trying to be optimistic.
I think you
Because you know what? Because I see good pitching.
Oh, yeah.
I see
good defense. Oh, yeah.
I see... Yeah, two years ago, we used to talk about how this team had no baseball IQ. They were dumb in the base paths, all this stuff. Teoscar was running into outs and everything.
I like
And they
Teoscar.
Were sloppy, and we were,
How dare you
and this year
talk
they've
bad
done,
about Teoscar. How
and,
dare
and this
you.
Year they've done everything right except hit the ball. They can't.
Can't
hit.
Strong, but
they
stringing
can't.
It together and having batting averages that will... You know, add up to what they're trying to do is not the easiest thing
they
to do. Not being able to thump and hit the ball out of the park forces hitters who probably are not capable of getting big time hits consistently is a lot to ask. It really is.
Derek in Vancouver.
Derek.
There, we love us some folks in BC. Derek Absolutely. In Vancouver left a note for us on the back leg line.
I have a question. Just around Don Mattingly.
Oh, we have lots of questions.
Donnie Offield. Is he the issue with the Jays offense right now? You know, you can't help but notice he goes and joins the team in 2023. And since then, you know, we've had our main contributors have off years. I feel like, you know, maybe moving him out of there, promoting Matt Hagg, maybe give Guillermo Martinez the boot. Might shake things up in a positive way to have a singular voice.
I'm going to pass this over to you, Kevin. I got some thoughts on that.
You know, look, I think there's look, I can only say this. I'm not behind closed doors, and I have no idea what the feelings are around Donnie Baseball? I have no idea. Look, I just know sometimes I think that a coach cannot work around lack of talent. And maybe that's just where they're at with this, is sometimes you got to have it meshed together to where what you're preaching, a actual talented offensive player that has all the attributes that it takes to drive in runs can actually hear it, walk up to a plate, and apply it. And I just think now we're past pointing the finger and blaming all these coaches. Yeah, it is funny that we do see Bo Bichette buddied up with Haig a lot.
Well,
I don't know what that means. Maybe he's saying it in a different way that maybe Bo likes. Maybe that's okay, too. I just think just it's more about the talent than it is the coach.
Let's look at the cooks in the kitchen. Donnie Baseball, offensive coordinator. Hunter Mintz, hitting coach. Guillermo Martinez, hitting coach. Matt Haig, hitting coach. Eddie's all been around a fair amount. Sometimes Victor Martinez has been around a fair amount. Here's where I am in this. I got to think that whatever type of hitter you are, whatever type of person you are, whatever type of teammate you are, whatever language you speak, out of those six, there's probably a guy that you can have a conversation with. Mm-hmm. You would think, out of those six, that there's probably a guy you could have a conversation with. I don't think this lineup's good enough. I don't think they have enough good players.
Big enough sample size that would, agree with your argument.
But what I find interesting is in the last 3 weeks, we've gone from fire John Schneider and make Don Mattingly the manager, which to get rid of Don Mattingly. Like, the number of people who were pounding their fists in the table for Donnie Baseball to manage the team, even though the last time I looked, I don't know, does he have a World Series ring as a manager? I could be wrong. I don't know. But the number of people, because he was such a, God, he was such a great player, and, great players make great managers. And so now we've gone from this guy's going to save the team by managing it to fire his ass as a hitting coach. Like, I think at some point we need to move beyond the Schneider and Don Mattingly and even, God, Hunter Mintz and all that. Got to move beyond that and look at the players.
Shaking it up, I think that's gone. They should have done that in the offseason.
This isn't a group of 20-year-old hitters. Mm-mm. These are guys with track record.
There you go.
Even the young guys in this team. Bo and Vladdy have been around for 5 years. It's one of the oldest teams in baseball. And this idea that the message is being confused and enough. They're just not good enough. They can't say it any other way. They're not good enough. And the only person who can correct this is the general manager. And that's, I think I'm being Captain Obvious. They're saying it. Why I know that? Because I know, just ask Matt from Newmarket. He sent us a text at 590-590. It's like beating a dead horse, but how does Ross Atkins? He knows. Matt from Newmarket knows. How does Ross Atkins hang on to his job at this point? This team is what it is. The roster construction is deeply flawed. When does the dam break? Matt in Newmarket.
How do you know the answer to the last part?
When does the dam break? Broken. I don't know about you, but I see some water coming in. I see some water leaking in this thing, you know?
When do you do something about it?
I've said this. Believe me, I have no problem saying that someone should be fired. I've done that a lot. Written it at times. Sometimes I've been right. Sometimes I've been wrong. Most of the time I've been right. Sometimes I jump the gun. But most of the time I've been right. Sorry about that, Gibby.
Yeah, he don't like you. No, he does. He loves you.
Well,
he told me to.
Yeah. Anyhow.
He forgave.
But I just don't. I don't know. I don't know with Mark Shapiro. I just don't. And I don't mean that necessarily negatively. I just don't know. I don't know what he sees. I don't know what his marching orders are. I just have no clue, because I honestly felt somebody was going to wear it at the end of last year.
Me too.
I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that season ended last year,
yep.
You know, I mean, it just didn't sit well with the fans. It didn't sit well with the media. Not that we're the be all and end all,
but
it was a confusing end to the season.
Mm-mm.
But nothing happened. They got rid of Dave Hudgens, and they didn't. I mean, he's still in the organization, and it seems to me they replaced Dave Hudgens with three other guys. So I honestly, folks, I wish I could tell you that I think this is going to happen. You know, I wrote this the other day. I'm not even asking the question anymore, is Ross Atkins the guy to fix this? I'm asking the question, if push comes to shove and I got to make a call on Bo and Vladdy, do I want Ross Atkins making the most important decision, arguably one of the most important decisions in the history of this franchise, probably the most important decision since Carlos Delgado? Is he the guy I want making that decision? Do I want him trading Bo or trading Vladdy to get prospects? I don't know. I look at the minor league system is not great. I mean, I don't know. Have they done a great job identifying talent, developing player? They're hanging their hat on Bo, who they drafted, mm-hmm. Vladdy, who Anthopoulos signed, Springer, who's old, Turner, who's old. You know, Jansen's an organizational guy. Like, Davis Schneider's found gold. Ernie Clement was somebody else's player. Kevin Kiermaier's 100 years old and was the Rays player. Like, it's not like these guys have had this assembly line of talent constantly coming up from the minor leagues. So, yeah,
all over.
Well, I am all over.
You are.
I'm all over the place because
you're not all
just,
over the place.
I don't want this stuff. Pisses me off.
It does when they're eight and a half out and they're in their last
really
place.
It really does.
It does. They should never be in last place.
Their
pitching and defense is way too good.
No,
to be at last. I'm sorry. It is. It's way too good. It is.
And
I mean, they've had some hiccups.
And I know.
But it's way too good.
I understand. Like, I'm not making myself the voice of the fan or anything. I really do understand the frustration. I really do understand the frustration because I'll be honest with you. I figured with Bo and Vladdy and the amount of money ownership was putting in this team, I said like 3 years ago, this organization was going to win a World Series at some point in 3 years. I remember saying that.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to win a World Series because you had, again, ownership, spending money, you know, not balking at anything, man. If you need to kick money in a deal to move a player because he's no good and he's blocked, fine. We'll cut a check for $6 million.
Yep.
Never had that before.
No.
And yet here we are, and I've gone from thinking this team might win a World Series at some point to thinking, Jesus God, am I ever going to see a playoff win? And I mean, I'm getting old. Yeah, time's a wasting, boys. I'm getting old. I would like to see a playoff win before. Anyhow.
Well done.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of.
Every once in a while, I like to get out of the way.
3-2. Well, 3-2, the Blue Jays.
You did hit.
Sometimes I
here,
my
buddy.
Squirrel finds a nut. 3-2, the Blue Jays have lost to the Baltimore Orioles. They have an off day tomorrow. They get back at it against the Tampa Bay Rays. And Kevin Barker, Jeff Blair will be back tomorrow with Blair and Barker from we're usually 2-4 Eastern on Sportsnet 590, the Fan of Sportsnet. Thanks to those of you who texted and called. Thanks to those of you who watched us and listened. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Simcoe and Tillsonburg. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. They are Canada's number one rust protection.